Justin Flupak with you. Halton Boys Basketball Chat now with head coach Connor Bishar joining us. The Wildcats are 11-7 on the season and 7-5 in the Big 7 League. A win and a loss here since last we spoke. You had a couple one-point games, and even before that, I guess a three-point loss. You've had a lot of tight ones lately, coach. If we go back to last Friday night, and certainly I know a tough loss to Hiawatha, game in which you led by 15 late there in the third quarter, but it just seemed like if it could go wrong, the ball just wasn't going your way there in the fourth quarter. I'm sure a lot of what-ifs after that game, but ultimately a pretty frustrating loss, I'm sure, for your team.
Yeah, it wasn't, you can say the ball wasn't bouncing our way, but I think the ball wasn't bouncing our way because we were putting the ball in the wrong place. So we didn't play very well in the fourth quarter. You have a 13-point lead to start the quarter and 15-point lead right before the third quarter ended, and you should be mature enough and tough enough to put teams away. And I thought we kind of relaxed in the fourth, and credit to those guys. They played really hard, and they made all the plays. You know, you give up 27 points through the first three quarters, and that's right on pace where we want to be. Then you give up 26 points in the fourth quarter alone, and that's not really even close to where we want to be. So it was a rude awakening sort of loss, but I think it could be good for us in the long run if we're able to learn from it and grow.
Free throws were big down the stretch for both teams as well.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, maybe it is a learning, maybe a point here in the season that kind of gets the team refocused and energized to make a run, because you bounce back big this week and go win at Riverside 65-25 in what looked like really just a complete dominating effort from start to finish, huh?
Yeah, it was. We played well. They scored, the exact opposite last night. They scored 12 points in the first quarter. We had a 4-point lead, and then we held them to 13 points the rest of the game. So we were pretty good defensively, and they were missing a couple guys, I think. But still, we played hard. We competed. We shared the ball. I think I don't have our numbers quite yet tallied up, but I think we probably were close to 16 or 17 assists in the game last night. We shared it. We defended well. We got out in transition. We sprinted the floor, got open looks, made shots. Everybody got a little taste of it, and everybody got to play, and that's always fun to get some guys in the game, especially late in the season that haven't played a whole lot. Andrew Williams comes up and gets his first bucket of the year last night, and I know our guys are really excited about that. And so it was one of those good experiences. And whenever you go on the road, it's always, I tell our guys all the time, winning at home is fun, but there's nothing better than winning on the road. Just the best feeling, because you have to play the games on the road and at home anyway. So winning on the road, you get a long bus ride back and a pretty good feeling about yourself. And hopefully, we understand that that feeling is fleeting if you don't take care of business, in practice today, tomorrow, and then in the game against Nemaha on Friday.
Yeah, you hit 11 threes last night as well. I was going to mention that. You mentioned Nemaha this Friday night and then Prairie LeCompton Tuesday, so both games at home, but both going to be pretty tough games. But I'm sure that's what you're excited about, because basically from here, the rest of the season, they're all going to be tough competitive games that your team really needs to be playing at their highest level from this point on, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah. We don't have any from here on out, it's going to be a dogfight. So, you build to this point, and if you'd have told me at the beginning of the year we'd be in this position, I'd have taken it and been happy with that. 11-7 is, nothing to be ashamed of, and we're in a pretty good position with regards to sub-state. If we can win another one or even two, put ourselves in a position to try to make a little bit of a run at it if we can. We got to take care of it. Our first line of work is to get better today. We'll start focusing on Nemaha and the team that, if we feel like we could play with them up there, but they got some good players and made some plays late in the fourth quarter against us the first time around. And, we get an opportunity to sort of avenge that if we can and try to protect our home court for these final two.
Yeah, kind of like last year, but man, your team's definitely battle-tested. You talk about that game being close and all the stretch of close ones you've had. They're not going to be scared of any situations, I guess, if games are close down the stretch from here on out, because they've certainly been there a lot. Well, best of luck, Coach, finishing out the regular season. We'll talk and preview a little sub-state next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Connor Bishar, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats presented by Boomer Steakhouse, the Farmer State Bank, and by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic.